Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 11, Verse Number 21. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Samo Damastapakso Chang. Santo Shakshantiroro Javam. Shnanam Dayachutat Matvang. Satyam cha brahma lakshanam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Srimad Asi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The symptoms of a brahmana are control of the mind, control of the senses, austerity, penance, cleanliness, satisfaction, forgiveness, simplicity, knowledge, mercy, truthfulness, and complete surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. In the institution of Varnashrama Dharma, the symptoms of a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi are all described. The ultimate aim is Achyutatma Tvam, to always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna or Vishnu. To make advancement in Krishna consciousness, one has to become a Brahmana with the above mentioned symptoms. End of the purport. Vrindavane Ramanareti Prasiddhavumo Tatrapi Krishna Balarama Supadamule. So, Bhagavatam Seva, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, means that one should absorb oneself in the Bhagavatam. What is the Bhagavatam? The book Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. The sound vibration is non-different. Bhagavan Sakshat. And it is Bhagavan with the Bhagavatas, with his devotees. The beautiful story of the personality of Godhead and his devotees. That's the translation of what Srimad Bhagavatam means. So wherever there is Bhagavan, there is Bhagavatas. That is one thing. That mentality is the overreaching aspect of Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. The next thing is, who spoke this? This verse is spoken by Srila Narada Muni, one of the greatest Bhagavatas. These chapters, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, they're spoken by, it's a samvad, it's a conversation between Narada Muni and Yudhishthira. The speaker is perfect. He has a spiritual body. He is not tainted by the four defects of conditioned souls. He's perfect. He's surrendered. He's absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the kripa. He is the manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for devotional service. Like Prahlad Maharaj also is. Like the Tritushana also are. The four Kumaras. He is powerful. And who is Yudhisthira? Yudhisthira Raja is Dharma. Dharmatma. He is the son of Dharma, Raja, Yudhishthira. And he is the emblem of religiosity, the emblem of occupational duty, the emblem of occupational, religious occupational discrimination. That is Yudhishthira. Therefore, he was the chief of the Pandavas. So when he is asking Prashna, question to Narada Muni, the Rishi responds to with eagerness to the qualities of the inquirer. They become beholden to them. They wish to give themselves in exchange, just like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that as Advaita Acharya, the great teacher who was 50 years old when Gauranga appeared, was doing puja, and Adi Leela is described, to Shalagram loudly calling out for the Lord to descend. And Advaita Acharya remembered a verse from the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra, Tulusi Jalamatrena. Chulukha Virinite Swamadmanam Bhakti Bhyo Bhakti Vatsala. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Achyuta, the infallible Lord, sells himself to a devotee who offers him a palmful of water, Ganges water, and Tulsi. And Kaviraj Goswami says further, the Supreme Lord thinks that I have nothing in my possession greater than a palmful of water and a Tulsi leaf. Therefore, thinking thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead sells himself to the devotee. So this is daya. Daya achutatma tvam. If you want to become daya achutatma tvam, the purpose of all the lakshanas, this dasa lakshanam cha, and also Prahlad Maharaj in 7th canto describes the qualities of a brahmana. Dasa lakshanam cha, 10 lakshanas, qualities. So what is the purpose? The purpose is here in the shloka, daya achutatma tvam. You should become an ocean of mercy, just like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is infallible. The mercy is infallible mercy. Fallible means, in the material world, our mercy is limited. When I was reading Pundarik Tulsi Stotra, it remains the most astonishing thing I've ever found in my life, glorifying Tulsi Rani. Nothing beats it. Nothing beats those 15 shlokas. The more you chew them, the more sweeter they get, unlimitedly. I have never, ever, to this day, found anything yet to compare with it. And the first word is Jagadatri, that she is the mother of the universe. What does that mean? Datri is a nurse. She is a nurse, a surrogate mother. Stand in, mother. In times of crisis, when the mothers and fathers are killed in war and the children are orphans, then they step forward. We'll help you, my dear child. But what is their capacity? Daya, what is the capacity for mercy in this world? It depends on money. It depends on facility. In the time of war, it depends on building. I was reading in a book about the Holocaust in Germany, about how people were like that, how they tried to give shelter to orphan children in spite of the war, and how they failed, and how some of them, they just marched to the trains to take them to Majdanek, Treblinka, with their children. The guardians marched with the children, 200, 300 children, to the trains that took them to their death. So in the material world, our ability to give shelter, daya, is limited according to facility, what the material world gives. And it's also limited according to karma. In this case, their karma didn't pan out. But Jagadatri, a universal mother, she does not have a material body. She has transcendental potency. Her ability to be a mother is unlimited. What does that mean? This means if you are ready to be a child, she's ready to be your mother. What kind of child will you become? Like Sunanda had said, 50% perspiration and 50% ashraya. If you're not prepared to do the perspiration, you cannot understand what the ashraya. That is a very loaded statement. Now you will have to chew that for a good long. If you love your mother, pull out your wallet. The children should support the parents, should serve the parents. If you want to be the child of Tulsi Rani, you had better be ready to serve her austerity, her position. And she, like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Achyuta, the infallible Lord, his wife is similarly infallible. They're there for you. If you are there for them, they're there for you. And it's yeyata mam prapadyante tangastataiva bhajamyaham. They are there proportionate to how much you are there for them. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj uses that shloka from Gita all the way in Madhya Kanda, Madhya Leela, chapter 22, past 140, when Gauranga is telling Sanatan Goswami about Raga Marga Bhajan Sadhana. That shloka is true. From the day you walk, you meet the devotees for the first time, until you go back to Godhead and beyond. That shloka holds true at all times, all places, and all circumstances. Ye yatha mam prabhadyante, as they approach and surrender unto me. Tangasatayva bhajamyaham, I reward accordingly. That, if you chew that shloka again and again, tamastatayva, tam, under them, tata, that, eva, certainly, bhajami, I worship. Krishna becomes vasibhut. He becomes subordinate to the love of that devotee. Tamastatayva bhajami aham. Bhajami aham. I worship, I serve that devotee. He gives the brains, he gives the facility. No matter if you are the most newest person to the end, he will not allow the devotee to be under ignorance. That is Krishna's position. So if Sri Krishna has that lakshana, that quality, his wife does not have it, of course she's got it. And not only she's got it, but she's got it in astounding measure. So much so that she is Krishna Jivani, the life of Krishna, because she embodies that daya, that mood. Infallible. The infallible personality of God at Achyuta becomes vasibhut, controlled by daya. Daya sarveshu bhuteshu, being merciful to other living entities. The more you become daya, the more Bhagavan becomes vasibhut, becomes controlled. So Krishna becomes controlled. And Brahma Vaivarta Purana mentions, oh, late Devi, the whole world will hold you on their head, and I will also hold you on my head. He tells her. That is Jagadatri. Now, can we become that child? Dekhna Parega. It is according to our training. We'll believe it when we see it. Dekhna Parega. But what is amazing about her, what I was reading in that Bindu 79, the Jamadutas are speaking, I cannot understand. It is infallible to us how Narayana really, really appreciates her. He is waiting in a forest of Tulsi. He's waiting there. That somebody, some fortunate soul, will just come along and offer me a single Tulsi leaf. He's satisfied with just a single Tulsi leaf. What to speak of something we do every day. We do it every day. We offer Radha Gopinath Tulsi leaves. We think big deal. But no, it is not a big deal. It is a very big deal. It is astounding. It is adbhuta karmana. But the Lord does not want your dravya. He wants your bhava. If you understand exactly what Srila Prabhupada has given us in this process, at every step, you can taste nectar at every step. Every step you'll taste. And if you cannot understand our good fortune, then it just breezes right by. The deities will breeze you right by. They'll remain stone, they'll remain lacquery, they'll remain brass. And Tulsi Rani, she's just an ordinary plant. We let her do as she likes. We let her grow as she likes. Tell that lady, would you do that to the children? Suppose you have some kids. Would you dare do that to your children? Hell no. Hell no. The public would just get her on her case. But Tulsi Rani, she's a guru who will not speak to you because you have no ears to hear her. She will not speak to you, and therefore let her grow as she wants. I don't have to serve her. I don't have to care for her. Oh, mother, she is so kind. She just, if you have a spark of bhakti, a spark of desire to serve, all right, let me come. Let me come. I saw her growing by a nulla in Lower Parel in 1985, 86. I was with my briefcase going for BBT work. Oh, mother, what are you doing here in this filthy place? What are you doing here? And she came in my heart and said, to purify all these rascals here. That's why I'm here. And then I understood. Oh, that's what you're here. It is her daya. Her daya. Achyutatmatvam. Because she's achyutatmatvam. She's daya. She's, that daya goes all the way to the nulla. The garbage ditch of lower Peril. Adibhuta. And immediately I got the realization why we should not go to Harinam Sangirtan in the Jobarpati Nagar. Down into Dharavi. Why we should not go there for Harinam if she is so merciful. You want to become merciful, see her mercy. How she is merciful. Nitya Leela Kinkari. We are conditioned. We're living in the ashram or out of the ashram. We are Ayaram, Gayaram, and Ayarani, Gayarani. We will all die today or tomorrow. But not her. She is Nitya Leela Kinkari. She's an eternal servant. And out of her daya, she came. She came. It was a kalaha, a quarrel in Brahma Vaivarta Purana between her and Shalagram. Your heart is like a stone. Your devotee should worship you like a stone. Tathastu, Devi. Tathastu. I'm ready to be that stone, and you will be the leaves that adorn that stone. Your hair will be the Kali Gandaki river that the stones are floating in. The Lord floats in her hair. How powerful. How powerful. She agreed to become a plant. Out of the Lord's mercy, out of her mercy, to deliver all of us. So, why am I saying all this? The slogan is about Brahmanas, because try to understand her daya. Every one of these words, we can go deep, and we will for you right now. Control of the mind. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada mentions in a very beautiful verse, Dravida gave this to me in 1981 in Mayapur. This is Astadasa Chandastava 11b. I had memorized half of it in Mayapur. And I only memorized half of it because I was not greedy enough. Oh, it was like a ghost that haunts you. That haunts you and haunts you. And I called him up in San Diego and I said, I'm dying. Please print that out. That was the day before electronics, now. Please, please print that out and send it to me. I'm dying. He posted it to me. When I got it, the letter, and I ripped it open. 5 minutes. The rest was in the brain. A B. Svara mode, pradipada shuddha koti madure. Purana gram antar vahati tava lila rasajare. Mano, because this is about control of the mind. Mano vatsa, like a calf. Patung, to drink. Vishati vishagarte vishati me, has entered into the ditch to drink the waters of vishaye, of material enjoyment. Kripa, out of mercy. Yastya, stick. Turnam, bring him back. Dhamaya, control him. Tamimam, of that mind. Tarnaka Pate, O Lord of the calves. Although the swiftly flowing stream of the nectar, of the flowing river of the nectar of your pastimes, is swiftly rushing through the heart of the villages of the Puranas. The calf of my mind has entered into the ditch to drink the poisonous waters of sense gratification. Oh, Lord of the calves. Oh, Lord of the calves. Please use your yasta, your stick of mercy, to bring the calf of my mind back to you. Wow. Ooh. It's called Chitra Jalpa. Chitra Jalpa is talking animatedly with paintings, with depictions. Basically, Chitra Jalpa is one way of looking at the word Chitra Jalpa. It's like it's Radharani's bhavas, anubhavas, and ecstasy. as she glorifies Krishna. The speaking invokes pictures. Chitra Jalpa. This shloka is also a Chitra Jalpa, that it paints a picture in your mind. When you see the stick, you know, the Gopal, or here you've got Gopinath holding onto a stick. Sorry. After you learn this shloka, you will never see that stick. Just, you know, Krishna's just happily leaning on it. You know, that stick is, please Krishna, please be merciful and take that stick and just go. You know, like they in the old vaudeville days, they had this cane, you know, that some guy was on the stage too long and he was boring everybody, you know. Until they would grab this cane and round his neck and go boop and pull him off the stage, you know. So, you know. Dhammayatama mom, tarna kapate. What is control of the mind? Mana eva manusha namakaranama bandha mokshayo. So, for the living entities, the mind is the source of liberation, the mind is the source of bondage. The mind focused on the Supreme is the source of liberation. The mind focused on the material energy is the source of bondage. Choose your liquor. What will you want your mind absorbed in? Because Krishna is Samavaya. This is another aspect of Daya you didn't think about. That yayata mam, that Krishna does not interfere. Oh, this living entity wants the illusory energy. What can I do? You know, what can I do? He wants my Maya. Markandeya Rishi asked, I would like to see your Maya. So Narayan Rishi smiled curtly like, really, you want to see that? All right. By saying all right, he has to protect his devotees, so he gave him darshan of what Maya Prakriti was. At the same time, he was wonderfully protected by Vatapatashayi Bhagavan. There, in Kanchipuram, you can take darshan of that deity, Vatapatashayi. Very famous in South India, that form of Krishna on the banyan leaf, Vatapatashayi Bhagavan. But he protected, with a glimpse of love, he protected Markandeya, laughing. When he came forward to embrace the child, you know, inhaled him inside and then spit him out and laughed and disappeared, you know. Typical. Krishna does that many times. So, samaha, control of the mind. Our mind will be controlled. Savai mana Krishna padarda vindaya. Yena tena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayat. Somehow or other, put the mind. Now, how do you do it? It's no, the general policy is, the general definition is, think of Krishna. But Rupa Goswami Prabhupada prays with Sudanya Mati, with humility, his mind and humility, that I cannot do it. Oh Krishna, you please drag the calf of my mind back to you. Intelligent devotees have to package the nectar of Krishna consciousness that sustains you. That is what's going to drag your mind back to Krishna. It is up to you to do it. You investigate it. Your bhautik, karma, svabhava, prakriti. Your conditioning. Samadhigata, think about it. What is my bhautik, external, karma, work, prakriti, nature, bandhanat, that binds me. So, mana eva manushanam karanama bandha mokshaya, the mind will bind or liberate. So, the mind focused on Krishna is liberating. The mind focused on Maya is not. Fine. You have to do vyavasayati. You have to discriminate. Therefore, I already quoted that. Shloka, that's 624. That tasmat shastra pramanam te karya karya vyavastati. Discriminate. What is good and bad according to shastra pramanam. Gyatva shastra vidanuktam. If you understand what is spoken there, karma kartami aharasi, you deserve to act in that way so you may become liberated. So, sadhu sadvi. Vyavasaya. Discrimination of sadhus and sadhvi means this. All right, I will drink that nectar of Krishna which I like, which just grabs my mind and steals it. Manohara. Manohara steals the mind. The Lord, his consort, the spiritual world, will steal the mind. Rasatmana, Hritamana, Shtabhakti, Anichchata, Megatim, Andhim Prayungte. Kapila Dev told his mother, 3:25-36, Anichchata, even if they don't want to, Megatim, Andhim Prayungte. Hritatmana, the heart is stolen. Hritapranans, the life there is stolen. Chabakti, and they become absorbed in devotional service. Anichchata, they're so humble, they don't think they're fit. I don't think I can go. Megatim anvim prayungte. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad. See, when I was in Pune, I forgot to tell you this. I apologize. But that last thing Matsyavatar told me in that shloka of 3:9:11. Vishwanath Chakravarti, there were three things I said that Krishna becomes manifested. Tat tat vipu pranayase saranugrahaya. The last pada of that shloka is whatever the verse that they're hankering for. Anubhavayanti, the devotees are hankering. Tat tat vipu. Anubhavayanti means they're hankering for it. It's not a kabi kabi ate. It's not like that. It's nityada. It's like biting you. It is like a dart. It is like a pain. It is like the main thing you're thinking about. And Bhagavan is Hriday Se Arjuna Tishtati. He's situated there. He knows everything. Kavim, he's the poet. He knows everything. Kavim Purana Manushashataram. He knows, he's situated everywhere. Sarvata Panipadam Tat. Sarvatakshikshiro Mukham. Sarvata Shruti Maloke. Sarvam Avritya Tishtati. He's situated everywhere. Sarvam Avritya. He knows. He knows what you're hankering for. Therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad says three ways. One is the form of Krishna. He comes. Now that form is important. Sometimes, if your mind is not controlled, the form is pretty important. I once asked Bhakti Charu, Swami. See, he was not merciful to me this time. Maybe I was not submissive enough. I don't know. I was meditating on my misfortune, why he didn't answer my question. But that's the food I wanted. But in any case, I once asked him, this was in Durban in December of 1994. I remember it well. When you get mercy, it's fixed in your brain. If I meditate deep enough, I'll probably tell you the day. That's what kripa means. Lavamatra. You never forget it. It's game changing. I asked him once, I revealed my mind, that every human being's body and mind are agitating. So if I get agitated, you know, in the middle of the night, it's called duswapna, bad dream. Could I open my altar to my deities? I told him, like a child, sometimes a child cries in the middle of the night. And the parents don't consider that the child, you know, why don't you leave me alone, kid? I just want to sleep. Leave me alone, kid. Can't we take this up in the morning? But the child doesn't have that tact. I know, all I know is that I know my parents. I just don't know anybody else but my mother and my father. I'm Atihina Gyanakuri in Adi Leela chapter 4. I think it's verse number 15 or 17. Mother Yasoda thinks, my boy Kanu, he's Atihina Gyanakuri. He doesn't know. He's inexperienced in this world. Lala Napala, and I have to pat him and I have to protect him. This is Vatsalya. I have to do it. My job to do it. Because my boy is too stupid. Inexperienced. The boy will always remain inexperienced. That's all. If you look at anything to deal with Vatsalya, that is the underlying current. Yasoda is always lamenting, oh, my boy wants to do this and my boy wants to do that. And these coward boys, they want to encourage him. And Nanda, what do you think about that? Prabhu, what do you think about that? You know, she's always in anxiety about it. Mother Yasoda's anxiety. Kanu, he's chatur, he's very smart. Just like he told the boys, all right, I have to swallow this forest fire, but no witnesses. Sarartha Darshini says no witnesses. Why? Because you boys, you complained to my mother that I would eat mud, and she got so bent out of shape. Right? Imagine what she hears, what she'll think if she hears I eat fire. No witnesses. Close your eyes, boys. Nobody should come home and tell my mother I ate fire. She'll be really bent out of shape. I'll never hear the end of it, you know. Krishna said, I'll never hear the end of it, you know, like that. So that is the Sarartha Darshini mentions about that. So Krishna's chatur, he knows his mother's anxiety. Therefore, he's always very careful. He has Krishna's nischinta. He has no anxiety, but he, except for two. The mother Yasoda's chinta and Radharani's chinta. These two chintas he has to think about very carefully. It is a delicate balancing act. Everything else, nischinta, chalte. Everything is working under his control. He doesn't have to think about it. Whenever the prema is powerful, the viraha of the coward boys, the viraha of the gopis, or even in this case, as Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning about the viraha of Krishna for Radha, then they have to act quickly. Then we should act quickly because it is crucial. What about our viraha? Therefore, that's also sweet. Huh? That's 10th canto. I think it's chapter 11 or chapter 13. When the flowers fire came, they called out to him. Krishna, Krishna, Mahavirya. Oh, greatly powerful Krishna. Hey, Rama. Oh, greatly Rama. Greatly powerful Rama. Amoga Vikrama, whose prowess is amoga, is imperishable. It is not pollutable. Amoga. Vikrama. Devagina Dayamana. We're being burnt by this fire. Prapanams. We've taken shelter of you. Tratumarhata. We deserve to be delivered by you. And the next shloka, they like incredulously, they're asking him, Nunam tvat bandavat Krishna. Oh, Krishna, surely your friends don't deserve this. Na chaivar hantavasadi tum. They don't deserve to suffer like this. Vayum, because he indeed, sarva dharmagya, you're the knower of our religion, but I'm just reminding you. In case you forgot just now, you know, in your ecstasies of thinking about so many devotees in Vrindavan. Sarva dharmagya, we're just reminding you. Tvat nathas, we've accepted you as our Lord. Tvat parayana, and we have nowhere else to go but you. Ma besya, don't worry, Kanu said. Close your eyes. Tateti, okay. Krishna's chatur, this is why you close your eyes. Nobody should tell my mother that I ate fire. Oh. So chatur. Sama. Now, I asked Bhakti Charu Maharaj that question. Look, we're all fallible. We're all struggling. Some days we have good days in japa and bhakti, and some days we have really lousy days, right? And when we get in trouble, can we run to our deity? I don't know anybody else. I'm like a child. I just don't know anybody else. Like I told Radhana Swami, nobody else would have me. My determination was I had to go to Krishna because nobody else would have me. That's still the fact. And Narottam Thakur Mahasai says that Asray Loye Bhaje, if you go to Krishna, take shelter of him to worship him, Krishna Tahe Nahe Jaje, Krishna will never give you up. And Ara Sabagela Wakaran, everyone else waste their time uselessly. So when I asked Bhakti Charu Maharaj, would it be offensive if I open my deities in the middle of the night to see them? You know, like, if our dhyana is not strong enough, because Krishna is non-different from his name, and he's non-different from his form, and he's non-different from his dhyana and meditation, provided it's sincere. That's the crux. That's the rub. It takes control of the mind and control of the senses to focus on Krishna. And according to your surrender, that meditation on Krishna dhyana becomes more and more substantial. If it is substantial, then the vairagis, the sannyasis, and people should be able to go anywhere. And indeed, they go anywhere, they may not have a deity. The deity may be in their mind. Dake, because they can do, they can call out. Grihe bhavane te thake, ha goranga bole dake, narottama mage tarasam. Dake, they can call out at all times. Vamsidas was doing Bhakta Vatsala Hari, Pranavallabha Hari. Dake. If we can do dake, you don't need a deity. Because when he called him, Narad Muni says, 1st Canto, chapter 6, verse 33, when they call him, they come running on those names as if you called him to come. That's Krishna. That's Achyuta. He is infallible. And Rani, Tulsi Rani, same. Radha Rani, same. Yamuna Rani, same. Ganga Rani, same. You call out for them, you meditate on them. Tak! Tarund. They're here. If you surrender to them. I was reading at the Phalasutta of Ganga Sahasranama. The Rishi said, you chant these thousand names of Ganga. You can die anywhere. It's just like on the bank of Ganga. She will always be responsive to you. You can leave your village and go do your nokri. And come back and you'll be successful. She will make sure you're successful. Gita, the Gita, Vaishnaviya, Tantra, Sara, Gita, Manu, they can, by accident, they can commit some mistake. Eat something stupid. But if they chant Gita, they'll be protected anyway. When I read that shloka, I thought, ha, Kanu, Chatur, he protects us from our stupidity. This is a friend. This is Suridas Sarvabhutanam. He's in your heart. Half the time, Krishna's protecting us from our stupidity. He protects us so we don't make any stupid mistakes. Like I said about my sannyas guru, that an affection of a Vaishnava of substance is you put your foot in your mouth less. You still put your foot in your mouth, but you will put your foot in your mouth less by the daya of another Vaishnava. So Krishna does that. And if the spiritual master is not there, I mentioned there were three things. First is Shastra Pramanam. First is the form of Krishna, if need be. The Shastra Pramanam, that's another aspect of Krishna. Guru Pramanam, Sadhu Pramanam. And the third thing I forgot to mention in Pune, which I'm mentioning now here. Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad says, Krishna knows your desire, the burning desire in your heart. He knows it. He knows what you really want. And he'll facilitate, he'll organize in such a way that you will obtain the relationship with him that you hanker for. He is so smart, he will organize your devotional life in such a way, your advancement, your friends, as long as you keep that fire. Tatra lolyam api mulyam ekalam. Bhakti means the intense greed. As long as you keep that fire burning of greed for Krishna in that particular relationship, then he will facilitate it, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said. You will facilitate it. When will he facilitate it? When you are ripe. Pakka. This is Narottam Thakur Mahasai said too. Pakile se prema bhakti. Apake sadhana kyati. Bhagati lakshana tatavasar. When it's ripe, it's prema. When it's not ripe, it's said. That it's said that it's unripe. It's obvious. But another translation said, gati. It's the goal of your bhajan, sadhana gati. Ooh, I like that. It like acts that apaka, that unripe state, acts like a ramrod. Push you forward. An udipaka, to push you forward to do more. So keep the loba, the greed for Krishna, burning brightly in your life. That greed will control the mind. That greed will control the senses. But we're conditioned. Nah, we don't have that greed. We're conditioned. Komala shraddha. Kanistadikari is komala. Madhyamagari, little bit better. Some discrimination is there. Some better training is there. Madhyama. Balisheshu, Visheshu, Balisheshu. Prema, Maitri, Kripa, Peka. We're Kripa. We're merciful to the subordinates. Nicheshu. Kripa. Daya, Maitrum. We're friends with our friends, devotee friends. And we take shelter of the superiors. And Upeka, we'll give up the asuras, those that out of their benefit for them, because they're simply wasting their time uselessly, and they will simply waste their time more, you know. Therefore, Upeka, better give them up. Better give them up, the asuras. Not now, maybe later. All right, Prabhupada said, give him some prasadam. Who fights with a pakora? Who fights with a samosa? Right? Who fights for some mugach, you know, besan laddu? Tika and a cow, kuch bhi cow, kuch bhi dena cow. Maybe the prasadam will do it. Well, we couldn't, we argued with him, he couldn't do it. Well, maybe the prasad. Baad mein dekhna padega, you know. You know, like that. Kya karega? Maybe not now. Baad mein theek ho jayega, dekhna padega. Like that, you know. The devotee has to think, I was so impure, I could not help that person. All right, maybe Krishna Chandra will do. Like the parents do. The parents deliver their child in the Dhamma. Because it's like a default. Well, me and my wife tried so hard to uplift this child, and this child is, well, whatever they are, you know. Which tells everything. How's your kids? They are what they are. Which ones are you proud of? Well, she said two. Which ones? She told me their names. Six out of eight, trash. It ain't worth it. Nothing is worth it for you guys. Then her vairagya came out. She said, I'm holding my fingers crossed, hoping that Krishna will improve them. And I am not waiting for them. Ma, how did you, when you were a young grihastha lady, how did you chant your rounds? You know, when you were a young lady with children. I kept my hand in my bead bag anyway. I was determined those little scrappers were not going to keep me in the material world. There! You see that? That is loba. That is greed. The greed of a mother. The greed of a father. They have their dharma, their duty as grihasthas, for example. But they're not forgetting the main duty. Liberation. They're not forgetting the main duty. Nama bhajan. They don't forget that. Sara. Satam ayang sarabhapatangan nisargo. Yet arthavani shute chetasam api. Pratikshanam navyavaratruta sayat. Shriyavitanam iva sadhu varata. 10th canto, chapter 13, verse 2. Sarabhatam. Nisargo. These Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, they keep sara in the essence, in the middle of their domestic work. That is loba. You have to keep that. Otherwise, your domestic life, your nokri, your koibi, it just will cover you right over. So sometimes it becomes too much. What can we do? I ask Bhakti Charamars, sure. Sure. They're there for you. Sure. You can go to them. They know your problem. They know your condition. They know your advancement. They know your need. They will not take offense. Sure, you can go, he told me. Provided you're in the mood of dake. We have to try to call for them. As you become more better, then you don't need to bother them. They're already there with you. Dake. As soon as you call, then they'll be there. So this is sama and dhamma. This is control of the mind. Think of Krishna, mind is controlled. Don't think of Krishna, you're in big trouble. Simple. Therefore, Rupa Goswami said, Jena Tena, this way or that way, Prakarena, or any kind of work, any kind of endeavor, Prakarena, going here and there, Mana Krishna Naveshayat, keep the mind on Krishna. Keep the name and the tongue, everything else is stolen at the time of death. That's the bottom line. Sama, control of the mind. If you think of Krishna, if you take shelter of Krishna, and Bhakti Vinod said, Tumi Rishikesha Rishika Damiya Tarohesham Shruti Gori, I cannot control my senses. Rishikesha, you please do it. Tarohesham Shruti Gori, so I can get over this horrible existence. So this is Dhamma. Krishna is doing the sama, Krishna will help you do the sama, and Krishna will help you do the dhamma. Chitasa sarva durgani mata prasada tadasisi atachetvam ahankaram na shoshasi vinakshasi. If you think of me in any calamity, you'll cross over all obstacles by my grace. But if you don't, you'll be finished. If you think you can do it, khatam ho jayega. Khatam. Nasht ho jayega. Vinashati. Nasht ho jayega. You'll be finished. Tapaha. What is tapaha? Tapaso robato vidyai. In the Tulsi Stava, it said, she was grown to increase austerity. Tulsi Rani is cultivated to increase austerity. She is a big tapasvi and she increases it. The apsaras and the nandakana do it. Parvati, she grew Tulsi in the Himalayas for Shankartham, Robita Tvam. Siddhye, she became perfect by growing her. So this is tapa. You want to become siddha in your tapasya? Associate with the tapasvi. Parama, the best tapasvi, Nitya Leela Kingari. If you want to be good in tapa, associate with her. She is astounding. Astounding. Game-changing experience, tapa. Socham, cleanliness. Now, in this connection, cleanliness, in Manashiksha, Bhajan Tarpan commentary, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions about this, that Bhushuragana, the first shloka of Manashiksha, Bhushuraganas, the brahmanas are ornamented. Bhushura is ornament, ganam, those who are ornamented. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions the brahmanas, they are not necessarily devotees, but they are brahminical. Why should we think of them? Because their association keeps you on the path of cleanliness. Like Chandramouli Maharaj told me, I never forgot it. Dirtiness means shudra. Dirtiness means ignorance, he said to me. Dirty means there must be some ignorance there if dirtiness is there. So cleanliness means fold it nice, keep it nice, because dirtiness should be reduced. Nowadays, when I was leaving Dubai, and one Arab was stamping my passport and asked me, how is India? And I said, culturally amazing and materially dirty. If you absorb yourself in the culture, the dirt you can tolerate. Really? Yes, the culture is amazing and the dirt is amazing. So if you can tolerate, if you can absorb in the culture, you can tolerate the dirt. Otherwise, India is always dirty. He laughed. He laughed as he stamped my passport. And then I told him, you should see it. Then you will understand a little bit. Tapak, socham. So what it is, Bhajan Darpan commentary meant the Bhushuraganas, the Brahmanas, they will always ask you. Let me tell you that story personally. I went to the Bhattara Gara in Vrindavan where Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Govardhan Bhatta Goswami did their Bhagavad Pat. It is near Radha Vallabh Mandir. There's a Narasimha Dev temple on the other side of Radha Vallabh Mandir. Then there's a gully. And then the other side of the gully is the Bhattara Gara. Go there and you'll see the Kash. The place, the atmosphere where Govardhan Bhatta Goswami and Gadadhar Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami read Bhagavat. You can cut it like a knife. The akash is so thick where they did their pot, where they read Bhagavatam. So astounding. Now, when I went there to take darshan, one of the brahmanas there, the caretaker there, they looked at me and they measured me up. Here's a Videshi, you know. I don't know. You know, they never saw me before, so they didn't know where I was coming from. You know, they looked at me like, he's a Videshi. He's a Malecha, you know. So they gave me two, three looks, you know, like, I don't know. They were like really standoffish. Then I offered him obeisances and I asked some questions, you know, about Chaitanya Charitamrita and some Gauranga Katha and a Hindi. And so then he mellowed out and he started answering my question. And he started, but I walked all the way home to Krishna Balaram Mandir thinking about that. That standoffness is something substantial. It makes you think very carefully. Because Punar Mushika Baba, if we don't take shelter of what Prabhupada gave us, this dharma, this ashram life, the nidhi, you know, the seed, the principle of everything, Krishna within everything, then Punar Mushika Baba, again we'll become a mouse. Again we'll go back to Videshi Baba. He'll be Videshi Baba with a Deshi Wala Videshi Bangaya with a Deshi Masala Sat. Or it will be a Videshi Wala Deshi Vichar Karte Phir Bhi Videshi Prapkiya. Videshi Baba Prapkiya. Bas. We tried. Bhakti Bhai Bab Puri Maharaj, he just celebrated his 96th Vyas Puja. He told me once in 1985-86, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wanted to show that Vaishnavism is for everywhere. That anybody, any jati, anybody can become Vaishnava. We all followed him and tried. What is our, he pointed to himself humbly, what is our ability to follow Gurudev's order? Sometimes these Videshis are so bad, we think it's like washing coal. It will never become white. We wonder, at the time of looking at their fallen condition, we wonder if they will ever become clean. He told me that personally. And I was like, whoa. whoa. Yeah. This is Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha. Keep that in your brain. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in a purport, Prabhupada says it clearly. The members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement must remember what they were before they met the devotees. Because if they, somehow or another, if they give up the process of devotional service, Punar Mushika Bhava, they'll again become a mouse. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 25, verse 278, it says there, the shloka is that men in this world, they live by eating food grains. But a person who eats ordinary food grains, but does not, prasadam food grains, but does not drink the nectar of the pastimes of Krishna and Gauranga, they become very fallen and they'll fall away. But if one drinks even a drop of the nectar of Krishna's and Gauranga's pastimes, their body and mind will blossom and they'll laugh, sing, and dance in ecstasy. Very famous verse. And the purport is also sobering. The members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement must study all the books translated. Otherwise, they will eat, sleep, and fall down and lose a chance for eternal life of transcendental knowledge. The spiritual master always tells everybody, sure, worship the deity with love. Surrender your life to your deity. Huh? This deity will take you back to Godhead. He told Partha in Vancouver, you worship Madan Mohan. You dedicate yourself to Madan Mohan. And this Krishna will take you back to Godhead. Don't look for any other Krishna. This Krishna. So that's the idea of dedication. Amito Tomar, Tumi Toamar, Kika Jayabare Dhan. I belong to you. You belong to me. Is there any other wealth in this world? Nope. I don't know anybody else. Like the child does not know anybody but the parents. Same story. Bilkul. We worship Krishna like that. We worship Vaishnavas like that. Kripa koro e sangha e laha e akinchani. Therefore, please keep this lowly one in your company, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings. Vaishnava charane kripa koro sangi laha e akinchani. And what is the Vaishnava's bhava? Bhangsidas Babaji used to say, we chant that bhajan, Nittai Pada Kamala. And instead of saying, say Pashu Bara Durachar, he would say, A Pashu Bara Durachar. This animal is very rascal. So the point I'm making is, no matter how much you do sama, and you do dhamma, and you do tapa, and you do socha, you can always improve it. It's never enough. Brahmanatvam, bhaktatvam, sannyasatvam. You never attain it. As soon as you approach it, the goalpost goes a little higher, and you have to jump a little higher now. You never attain it. It will always improve. Bhaktatvam, brahmanatvam, sannyasatvam. You will never achieve it. It will always become better. So, Bhushuraganas, the socham, is when that brahmana from the Bhattargara, he went like, he was scared of me. I'll never forget that, because that's what's going to keep you on your toes. That's good. Santoshta. Santoshta satatha yogi yatatma dudanischaya mayarpita mano buddhi mamava yomana bhakta same priya. In Gita chapter 10, santoshta satatha yogi, such a devotee, such a yogi is always satisfied no matter what. In the midst of crippling poverty, Prabhupada told the story of Krishnanagar when Brahman was a teacher there. And Raja Krishna Chandra said, "My dear Brahman, you're very poor. Can I do something for you? I don't need anything from you. I'm not ready to be your yes man, Raja Krishna Chandra. Sorry. Although we like you. Nah? My shishyas, they bring some chawal, rice, atta, whatever, koibi. And my wife, she takes this imli from this tree, nah? And we put it together and we offer it to Thakur, and we don't need anything from you, nah? We don't need anything from you. We're ready to give you everything, but we don't need anything from you." Just see. Santushta, satisfied no matter what. Now, when you look at the story of Sudama Brahman, his good wife was worried that her husband was going to die. She had so much pati bhava, she was worried that her Prabhu was going to die out of starvation, out of whatever. Therefore, she said, "Prabhu, you should ask Dwarkadish for help." And he's thinking, not externally, "Why I should bother Dwarkadish? All right, anyway, I have to, my wife is saying, I have to think about it." She went to the neighbor and got poa. She didn't even have it herself. To make the nether brahmani, the neighbor brahmani, wealthy, she took a little poa from that brahmani to give to her husband. "You give this to Krishna, please." She didn't even have it to give to Krishna. Look what happened. By the satisfaction of that poa, Rukmini Devi caught her Prabhu's arm and said, "That's enough, Prabhu. A, it's not fit for you," like Shuklambara Brahmachari. "Hey, Prabhu, this is not fit for you." But Gauranga ate it anyway, out of being vasibhut by his devotee. Being vasibhut by Shuklambara Brahmachari. Krishna ate the poa anyway, being vasibhut by the love of Sudama. And thinking obviously about Sudama's wife. And thinking obviously about Sudama's neighbor. And Rukmini Devi said, "That's it, Prabhu. That's enough. That's it, Prabhu. That's enough for it, you know, to become perfect." So, Santushta somehow or another remained satisfied. Now, how come we can remain satisfied if we're Krishna conscious? Another aspect of satisfaction. Do you want to hear it? There is swakarmika, swadharmika, and swabhavika. Three aspects of a bhakta's life. To keep your devotees santushta, do this thing. Swakarmika. What is he or she good at? What is their talent? What is their talent? Jayananda was very loving, but he knew who could do what, to what job. Swakarmika. Swadharmika. What is their heritage? What is their religious principle? What is their conviction? Swadharmika. And swabhavika. Who will have the right mood that will get the job done? You engage people according to those three things, then they'll be santushta. But in order to, that bhotik santushta, but Divya Santosh means they must get Krishna. This means, aside from that aspect, you have to give your Prabhu, your wife, your child, your congregational member, your brahmachari, amrit, visesha amrita pan, the nectar that they really want, like I said in the beginning of my lecture. That controls the mind. That controls the senses. Is that clear? Visesha amrita pan. That means, wow, that really makes you santushed. Wow, it's just what I was looking for. It's the shloka I was looking for. It's the nectar I was looking for. Wow. How sweet of you to give that to me. Will there be any kalaha? Doubtful. When I saw that Brahmin in Mathura, Naranjan Maharaj's Bhadra Sena says, I have a Brahmin friend here in Jatipur I want you to meet. Yes, let's go see him. Right opposite Govardhan Hill in the internal marga. Before you get to the Mukharavind there. Just before. A few houses before. I went into him. I saw this Brahmin. Wow. He had only chattais. No furniture, nothing. Only chattai. Wow. Aapka dharma padni hai ki nahi? Aapka lala lali hai ki nahi? Nahi. Giri rajara dasara putra putri. She smiled. The children smiled. And I also smiled. Ooh, arewa. Giri rajara dasara putra putri. He said, I looked at those kids' face. Definitely they're his kids. 100%. And his wife smiled. And the children smiled. Will there be any kalaha? Nah. So that is santusht. They didn't have much. He was working 10 hours a day making those pushti margi sweets. You know, fried in ghee, covered with 2 inches of sugar. Last you for 10 years, you know. And you break little crumbs off it and you pass it to your neighbors. You take it back to your village and you eat one crumb a day, you know, for the next 10 years. He's making those kind of sweets a day. And what does he say? You know, 10 hours a day, hard work for his family. And what does he say? Nahi, giri rajara dasara putra putri. Will there be any kalaha in that house? I doubt it. She looks so satisfied. Huh? Because there's Krishna behind it. Kshanti, forgiveness. This is a feminine quality. As the 10th canto says, Kirti, effulgence, Shrirvak, sweet speech, Tanari nam, Shmiti, remembrance, Medha, intelligence, Dhriti, steadfastness, Kshama, forgiveness. Kshantir, it's also feminine. This is feminine. Kshantir, forgiveness is a feminine quality that we should all have. Forgiveness. About forgiveness, there must be remorse. Naranjan Maharaj was talking to me about it intimately. There must be, first you must know that you did something stupid. If you don't know that you did something wrong, there's no quest of rectification. Acknowledgement is the first business. Remorse. If knowledge and remorse is not there, forget it. Knowledge, remorse, rectification. Then forgiveness. You understand that? Knowledge. You must know that it's not right. Remorse. What did I get by being not right? I'm really sorry I did it. Prove it. Remorse, rectification. What are you going to do about it? If you're greedy, what are you going to do about it? You'll learn it. If you're greedy, what are you going to do about it? I'm not going to do it again. So that's what I said. The aparada is lifted. Aparada is bad mentality. When you don't do it again, the aparada is lifted. Finished. All right? Arjava. Religiosity, Prabhupada uses the word simplicity. K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid. Mahatma Gandhi had the philosophy, simple living and high thinking. And Prabhupada added, not high living with no time to think. K-I-S-S, Sridhar Swami told me that. It's part of making fundraising letters in the Bhishma department in Jewel. K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid. Don't use fancy words. Keep the letters simple, stupid. Keep your life simple, stupid. Vasudev Ghosh says, Gau gau puna gaurangiraguna karilo sharilo mon. If you want to chant Gauranga's glories constantly, again and again, karilo sharilo mon, keep your mind simple. Simple. Okay? Arjava, religiosity. And in order to be simple, you must be religious. Vyavasati, truthful. All right. Jnanam, knowledge. Practical knowledge. And vijnanam, realized knowledge in the company of devotees. Huh? And daya, mercifulness. Vaishnava Sangha means three. Tinachari dharma nahi sunasanatan. That are the daya and Vaishnava Seva. Nama Shraddha, daya, and Vaishnava Sevan. These three. Without Nam Ruchi, without daya Sarvesha Bhuteshu, without Vaishnava Sevan, there is no dharma. There is no religiosity. Where's that shloka from? Can't find it, I'm sorry. You know it, Maharaj? Well. Who? That one? But did he say that Shuno Sanatan? Jiva Daya Namaruchi Vaishnava Sevan. Atina Chara Dharma Nahi Shuno Sanatan. Did he sing it like exactly like that? No. Daya, in that Bhaktivinoda song that I remember, maybe it's a different one, that he says, that Maharaj is thinking of, he said, this is in Shikshastik Bhajan Gitavali number 3, that Danya Daya Anyamana Pratishta Bharjan Achari Guni Guni Hoy Koraha Kirtan. Bhagati Vinoda Prabhu Boli Prabhupai Hena Adhikara Kabi Dibihe Amai. It's what a wonderful book, song. It's sung, that's sung in Prabhati in the morning tune in Kartik. Sri Krishna Kirtana Jadi Manasa Tohar Parama Jatane Koro Laba O Adhikar. If you're going to be humble as a straw in the street, then you're going to get qualification. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur describes about qualification. Danya daya anya mana pratishta parjan chari guni guni hai karaha kirtan. If you have those four qualities, you can do kirtan constantly. Astounding analysis. Is that what you're thinking of, Maharaj, or are you thinking of something else? Huh? Different song. Now this one we're thinking, who is speaking to Sanatan? Was it Haridas Thakur? No, I still have not found out where that exact shloka is from. That exact shloka. Who spoke to Sanatan? Haridas Thakur? Who? I still can't figure out who wrote that shloka. All right. Going on. Forgiveness, simplicity, knowledge, mercy, truthfulness. Now, satyam. Satya cha brabalakshanam. Satyam, Prabhupada uses the word truthfulness. Satyam, sat. Sat it ye tat prayujate. Sadabhave sadubhave cha sarite tat prayujate prashasti karmani tatha satchabhya pratyujate yagye tapasi dani cha stiti sat iti chojate karma chaiva tadartiyam sadit eva badiyate. All these things, sadit eva badiyate, they attain sat. So sat means eternal. Sat means truthful. Sat means substantial. That is sat. Satyam, those that are substantial. This is satyam. It's more than just truthful. Satyam eva jayate. That's the motto of India. Satyam eva jayate. Truthfulness will reign. But no, who will reign? Who will be victorious? Those that are eternal. Those that are amartya. Tamasi ma jyoti gamaha. Don't stay in ignorance. Come to the light. Tamasi ma jyoti gamaha. Asato ma sat gamaha. Come out of the darkness into the light. Tamasi ma jyoti gamaha. Come out of darkness into the light. Mrityu ma amrita gamaha. Stay out of death. Go to the liberation. Right. Just like sometimes devotees like to chant japa in a dark room. And I joke with them. Hey, what is this, man? What is this? Is it, jyoti ma tamasi gama? Come on, you guys, turn on the lights. You know? Is it Jyotima Tamasigama? Or is it, or is our philosophy, you know, Tamasima Jyotigama? Which one is it, fellas? Come on. You know? Turn on the lights a little bit more, maybe. You know? It's like that. Okay. So, truthfulness. Complete surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The last thing I want to mention is there. If you look into Chaitanya Charitamrita about the 26 qualities of a Vaishnava, the 25th quality is mentioned there. All the other qualities of the Vaishnava, the 26 qualities, are surrounded by the surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Experiencing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, in that connection, look at 3rd Canto, chapter 32, verse number 41 or 42. There, it mentions the spirit, the quality for Brahminical initiation. Because this is about Brahmins, right? That it says those that are completely against, completely outside of any external life. It mentions there that and their peaceful diatam, nirmatsaraya suchehe, and the last thing, the last pada is this same thing. Yasyaham prayasa priya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the dearmost possession in their life. These are lakshanas for Brahmins. I think it's 42, excuse me. Third Canto, chapter 32, verse 42. There's the lakshanas for Brahmins. There. Right. Yastyatam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yastyatam evati priya. The Supreme Personality of God is the most dear object of life. Right. Same in Gita. It's interesting that Bhagavatam is postgraduate of Gita, so it's not surprising. That peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religion. These are natural qualities by which Brahmins work. No purport. It's self-evident. Prahlad Maharaj's shloka about dasalakshanangcha. There are 10 qualities of Brahmins. These are all there. Now, the last thing. The really last thing that I have to say. When you're looking onwards about these qualities of Kshatriyas and Shudras. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Everybody in Kali Yuga is a Shudra. Now what is the nature of Shudra? Shudras work. Work for Vishnu. Whether it is a Brahmana, whether it is a Kshatriya or a Vaishya Shudra. Do some work. According to Swakarmika, Subhavika, Swadharmika. And do it for Vishnu. The whole idea of any of these ashramas is do it for Vishnu. Sivaram Maharaj mentioned it. I don't know where he got it from. I have to ask him sometime. That Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, they're never satisfied. They always want more. Brahmanas want more Brahminical life, more Shastra Pramanam, more Amritapan, right? More Brahminical life. They're never satisfied with what they got. They want more. Expand it. Teach it. Distribute it. Patan, patan, yajan, yajan, dan, particular, right? The Kshatriyas, they want to grab it, manage it, clean it up, make it efficient, delegate it, grab some more. Expand the kingdom, grab it, make it efficient, facilitate it, great, delegate it, grab some more. The Vaishyas, we're not interested in one business in Bombay. We want multinational businesses. Right? Now, what are you going to do with the fruits? Enjoy it? Nope. We're going to use it for Vishnu. If you can use it, then we'll use it all for Vishnu. Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, they're never satisfied. They always want to expand. But use it all for Vishnu. And they feel, shh, I'm Siddha. I'm a Baniya. I got to do business. Nah. So use the business for Krishna. I'm a Kshatriya. I'm not happy unless I manage something. Manage it for Krishna. I'm a Brahmana. I got to teach. I got to think. I got to absorb in Shastra. Drink some nectar. Prabhupada told Burija, learn something, teach others. He was making bricks in New Vrindavan for Prabhupada. Somebody, Prabhupada, we learned how to make our own bricks. Yes, very good. Learn something, teach others. That was a substantial statement. Okay, thank you very much. I apologize. Huh? I apologize. We went over. I'm guilty by 25 minutes. May the temple authorities forgive me. I apologize. Hare Krishna. Our life is eating, sleeping, packing, and defending. Eating prasadam, we cannot digest. Sleeping 4 hours, if that. Packing luggage and defending the sampradaya. So I have to do that. I have to go upstairs and take care of Kanaibalai slightly, and I have to pack up things so that we can go defend the sampradaya somewhere else. We'll be back when Krishna wills. Yes, Maharaj. Who was that guy? Go to the Bhattargar and ask, who was that guy? You know, I'll never forget that. Keeps you on your toes, you know. I mean, when I talked about Gauranga, then he mellowed down and started to talk to me. But otherwise, I felt like I was walking home. I could never forget that. Don't forget you're a Videshi, Baba. You know, it keeps you on your toes. Don't forget your jati, your, you know, like that. It's good. Look at Sanatan and Rupa's humility. They said, we are niche, jati, we are niche. They never forgot it. And therefore, they kept their sudanyamati. Isn't it? Ooh. Sanatan and Rupa were always an ocean of humility, even though they were the best of Brahmins, you know. Wow. Hare Krishna.